According to an article in the journal Nature Thursday, scientists found more evidence that Enceladus' vast ocean could support life under its icy surface. Hunter Wade's a space scientist for Southwest Research Institute and co-authored the article.
We're looking at very rich, complex organic compounds that are a very important part of biological structures making life.
The Cassini spacecraft flew through plumes of ice particles erupting from cracks in the icy moon's frozen surface. Last year, scientists announced they discovered hydrogen in those plumes. Hydrogen can act as a food source for microbes. Now, Wade says, they're looking at something that could be the result of that food source.
Now we see organic molecules that can participate, you know, that are building blocks of life. So, you know, the combination of the two is pretty exciting.
Some of the molecules they've found are 10 times larger than the ones they found last year, some 100 times larger. The size of these molecules suggests there are chemical processes present, said co-author and Southwest research scientist Chris Line.
On Earth, there's evidence of organic compounds forming thin films that float on the surface of the ocean. So you can sort of think of it as pond scum that's floating on the ocean surface. So it's tempting to think that there might be a similar process happening on Enceladus, but we don't yet know what the origin of the organic compounds is.
Glenn said it could easily be something other than life producing the carbon-rich molecules. He went on to say Enceladus is the only body other than Earth to show all the requirements for life simultaneously.
My initial reaction is, wow.
Jennifer Eigenbrode is a NASA astrobiologist at the Goddard Space Flight Center who isn't involved in this research.
It could be food for life. Maybe stops eating it. Maybe it's a remnant of life that's gone through a bunch of processing. Maybe it has absolutely nothing to do with life.
Eigenbrode works on the Mars Curiosity rover mission, which announced earlier this month finding similar macromolecular material on the red planet. Despite that, she said she marvels at the findings from Enceladus.
It's striking. It really is. We need to go look at it more with different tools.
Call loss of signal at 115546 for the S-band, so that would be the end of the spacecraft.
Last September, the Cassini spacecraft plummeted into Saturn, ending nearly 20 years in space. The original mission never included orbits of Enceladus, and they didn't anticipate the discovery of vents jettisoning water either.
Just heard the signal from the spacecraft is gone, and within the next 45 seconds, so will be the spacecraft.
Using its current sensors, the mission's been able to determine much, but Eigenbrode says new up-to-date instruments are what's needed to figure out whether or not the moon can support life.
It's one more piece of the habitability puzzle. It's one more piece of a story that says, hey, that Enceladus ocean is habitable. Now let's go find out if there's life there.
For Glein, this is just one more piece of evidence in a case that will take decades to prove.
It's like a trial lawyer slowly developing the case for there being life or not being life on Enceladus. So it's going to be a major campaign for probably this century.
Paul Flav, Texas Public Radio News.